have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ the Lord. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ the Lord. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. We have come into this house to magnify the Lord and worship Him. Worship Christ the Lord.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity we have to gather together to lift your name in worship and praise, my God. I thank you, Lord, for being here, letting us feel your power and your spirit today. In your name, Lord Jesus, praise you, my God. Praise you, my Lord. Praise God. You may be seated. Connie. Lord. Let's sing song number 131. I'll bless thee, O Lord.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up, my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. With a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. With my hands lifted up, my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God, I praise you. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this life that we have in you, for always being there with us and giving us that power to overcome, a power to end our lives with you, my Lord Jesus. Praise you, my God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing song number 91, His Word is Like a Fire.
His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. Word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. His word is like a fire in my soul. His word is like a fire, shut up in my bones, a power that comes down from on high. It makes me shout, it makes me sing unto the everlasting King. His word is like a fire in my soul. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive, keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's that Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light. Oh, light the light in the corner where you are. Oh, light the light, let it shine right through your heart. Oh, light the light, it will drive away the dark. Everybody do your part and light the light.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I thank you. Thank you so much for this power that we have in your Holy Spirit, for giving us a place where we can come and be filled with your power. I love and I praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, my God. I thank you, Lord. Let us go out into that world. Give us what we need as we go. Just spread your light in the dark world, my God. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. Sherry? Kirsten Inger and Mary Jo have a special for us today. And while they're coming up, I just also wanted to add my thanks for the Singspiration that we had on Wednesday, but mostly just for his music. I love all of the music that comes out of our church. Even when the songs don't work, it's like you just feeling that power in that, the love that people had in putting things together. And that's really what it is. It's an offering. And I just wanted to thank God for that. And I also wish that all of you could have an opportunity during a service to be up here and look out and watch God's Spirit as it's moving and watching people praising. When Sherry said that was something that she remembers from her first time here is watching God's Spirit moving on people and how it just immediately impacts you. Sometimes it's all I can do to like keep words coming out and stay on rhythm in any way. So I just want to thank him for that.
And I want to thank God for the opportunity to gather together and worship with him and just for a beautiful weekend full of quality time with people that I love. And the song we're going to sing is called In Jesus' Name. And I just want to thank him. Well, there's a lot of reasons that we call him that name. But last night, I've been having some car troubles and stuff, but I'm supposed to get new tires on Tuesday. And last night I was driving with Cadence in the car, and a mom and a baby moose just came flying out of nowhere. And they, pretty sure they were less than 3 feet away, and I was in the other lane. And it was just Cadence, like it was so close that Cadence wasn't actually convinced we didn't hit them for a very long time. But I just, all I could do was call on Jesus' name over and over again. And I don't know how. Well, I know he was how we didn't hit the moose, but I just want to thank him for that and praise him. Like, we don't have guarantees that we won't do things like hit moose, but I want to thank him for last night and that even if I had of that he was with us and it would have been in his control. And I just ask you to worship with us tonight.
Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling strongholds down in Jesus' name.
I came to the throne of grace, singing in Jesus' name, casting away my fear and doubt.
I prayed in the name of the Son, the victory was already won, long before I came in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every mountain of sin must fall, I can rise to conquer them all, when on my knees I fall in Jesus' name. Demons tremble at the child of God is on holy ground, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name.
No man comes to the Father by any other name, not by fame and honor or any earthly gain.
Through him I'm a strong and mighty tower, he's my strength and all of my power. God has made a change in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every mountain of sin must fall, I can rise to conquer them all, tremble at the very sound when a child of God is on holy ground, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every mountain of sin must fall. I can rise to conquer them all. When on my knees I fall in Jesus' name. Demons tremble at the very sound when a child of God is on holy ground, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling strongholds down in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every mountain of sin must fall. I can rise to conquer them all. When on my knees I fall in Jesus' name. Demons tremble at the very sound when a child of God is on holy ground, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every mountain of sin must fall. I can rise to conquer them all. When on my knees I fall in Jesus' name. Demons tremble at the very sound when a child of God is on holy ground, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. Walking on holy ground, making a joyful sound, pulling strongholds down in Jesus' name. Pulling the strongholds down in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus.
Praise you, God. Praise you. Thank you for your holy name, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Glory, my Lord, I praise you, Jesus. Thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, my
worship you with
thank you, I praise you, my God.
Thank you, my God. Hallelujah.
I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad, and free. It's sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad, and free. I'll sing and shout it, for he's everything to me. I found a new life. I found a new life. Anybody asks you, what's the matter with me, my friend? Tell them that I've been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, and water baptized. Jesus' name, I found a new life. I found a new life. I found a new life.
Anybody asks you, what's the matter with me, my friend? Tell them that I'm insane, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and water baptized. In Jesus' name, I've found a new life. I've found a new life. I've found a new life. Anybody asks you, what's the matter with me, my friend? Tell them that I've been saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and water baptized. In Jesus' name, I've found a new life.
Thank you, my Lord Jesus. My God, I thank you for that life that we have in you, the life that you've given us through the power of your Spirit, my Lord. I love and I praise you tonight, my God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. I praise you, Lord. Praise you, my God. Praise God. You may be seated. Tracy? Sing a songbook song tonight. So, Sing Unto the Lord, page 109. And Pentecostal Praises, page 37. Standing on the Promises in F. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord. Bound to him eternally by sacred sword. Standing on standing on the promises of God. Promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all.
standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing on the promises of God. Thank you, my Lord Jesus, my God. I love and I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for those promises and the faith that we can have in them, my Lord Jesus. I praise you, my God, and thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. I praise you, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. Praise him. You may be seated. I'm going to sing. Oh, Dave. Praise God. Sing our last song tonight before Paul comes up and brings us the Word of God. Song number 288, The Love of God. And if you're in Sunday school, you can be dismissed now.
The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints and angels. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall saints and angels song. The love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall saints and angels.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, my God. I praise you, Lord Jesus, and thank you, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, my Lord. Praise God. Will you please stand for the word of the Lord?
Can you hear me? Oh, there we go. There we go. Well, I trust everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We did. I thank God for that, for the fellowship and the the blessings he pours out on us. It's amazing that God cares for us the way he does. Amen. Thank you for Wednesday night Singspiration. That was awesome. We had a lot of folks around that we haven't seen for a long time. It was nice to fellowship with them and get to know them a little bit more again. It was a pretty wonderful night, actually. I thank everybody for making it that way, because the music and the actual effort it takes to make all that thing, all those things, a blessing to everybody. Is there's a lot of work involved in all that, from the sound system to the practice to the whole ball of wax. And it's just, God blesses it, but it's a lot of work. And we want to thank him for that tonight. Thank all you for all you do always. Well, we're getting ready to go into our Jesus birthday service, watch night, and I feel like Wednesday night was kind of like the start of us not just being where we have been and working towards a goal that's a lot higher than where we are right now even. We're blessed that God's got his patience and his mercy with us and works with us. It takes a while sometimes to work your way back to where you want to be. There's a lot of things going on in the world, and we need to be the church that God's called us to be. Amen. And that means we gotta give 110%. We're willing to do that, right? Because that's what it's going to take to have all the gifts and callings working fluidly, not just here and there, but all the time. I mean, we're on the same side of the cross as those apostles were. We can do what they've done. But we have to be in a place where God can use us that way. Or else he'll use us and we're liable to lose out if it gets to be more about us than it is about his work. Anyway, I'm excited to be here tonight. I'm kind of in awe of just how God, the peace and joy he gives you and the comfort he has when you're with your family and God and your natural family. I'm very blessed to have a lot of my natural family here. I thank God and appreciate that very much. And everybody had a place to go. That's another thing. We always make sure that everybody has a place to go on Thanksgiving and anywhere else or any time else that we have something going on. We're going to go into a little bit tonight about just how much God loves us and what he's done for us and just what can we do to make him happy with us. And what can we do to get to the place where he's called us to be? Because we're always growing. I don't care how hard we try. There's always going to be another step. And I just been feeling really a lot lately that we need to go a lot higher than we are right now. I mean, God, that just because it's time. I mean, God has a time clock, and it's up to us to be ready when the clock strikes 12. And the first part of this message is all about just how awesome God is and how much he loves us. The second part is what can we do to get to where he needs us to be, and how do we stay there? Because this world is geared to keep our mind off of God. It just is. It's everything is fast-paced, and it's easy to lose your priorities. And we need to give God all we can give him. And the only way we can do that is stay full of the Holy Ghost. And how do you do that? With daily prayer, study, and you're fasting. And we have the honor system on the fasting, so that's between you and God. But if you're not doing it and you're not praying, God can't honor us. He can't honor us individually, and he can't honor us as a body, because we all have a part of this thing. And if all the parts aren't meshing together, right, we're losing the power. We don't have enough power to be where God's calling us to be. I mean, you remember what it was like when we first got the Holy Ghost. I mean, you were jumping up and down. You were on fire. You couldn't keep it to yourself. But the years go by, and trials come up, and things happen. And sometimes our light goes down a little bit. We have to keep that light. We have to keep it bright. Not just lit or where you can get in the room, but bright, where you can come in and you can see everything in the room. And that's pretty much what this teaching is all about tonight. It's heartfelt, and if there's something in here for everybody. There might not be everything in here for everybody, but there's something for all of us in here. So if the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't, throw it over your shoulder and wear the one that does. Let's start out in Psalms 139, verse 1. And do we really realize just the God that made the heavens and the earth and everything into it, just spoke it into existence? How much he loves and cares for us. I mean, every little thing in our life, he cares about. Nothing goes by him about us individually. I mean, that in itself is awesome, that he can say that he knows the number of the hairs on our head. He knows when one sparrow falls from the sky in the whole universe. I mean, it's you can't comprehend it. This is supernatural, and it's unreal. I love him tonight. I hope these scriptures come out the way God put them on my heart, because they're for our good, for our benefit. And he wants to show us sometimes just in his word just how much he cares about us, not just only in the things he does for us in our daily life, but in his word also. Amen. Psalms 139, we'll start out in verse 1. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my downsiding in my mind, in my mind uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path, my lying down, and art acquainted with my ways. There's nothing that we think, do, or there's nothing hid from God. But that's because he cares about us. He can see that our thoughts sometimes are going to get us in a bind. And he's there to help us get past that, if we'll reach out to him. For there's not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before and laid thy hand upon me. He watches our whole life. He protects us. He's right there with us constantly. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain it. And we know that. I mean, it's just the joy you have when you have the Holy Ghost. It says it's joy unspeakable. We know we can't put God into words. He's too awesome. But boy, what a feeling. What a feeling. Amen. Verse 7, whether thou shalt go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Just think about that. There's nowhere in the whole universe that the Spirit of God doesn't dwell in. And he's dwelling inside of us with the Holy Ghost. I mean, that's unbelievable, man. I mean, the longer I think about it, you feel so inadequate when you got a God that cares for you that much, and he is what he is. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand, which we know that's power, shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be the light unto me. You just These words are, I don't know, I guess, I kept reading this thing because it was awesome to me. I know a lot of this stuff, but it just really stuck me. But what a wonderful, awesome, loving, merciful, especially merciful God we got. He doesn't have to put up with us. I mean, you know yourself what you're like, okay? And what a blessing to have a God like we got, I tell you. Amen. Verse 13, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee, when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, in the book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. God knew us when we were just a thought, not even a thought, he knew us. You know that scripture that he knew you before the foundations of the earth, that you're predestinated? God, I mean, just, that's hard to digest. I mean, you know, we live day to day and in past tense, and we're hopeful for the future. But God's always has been, always will be, and knows the number of the hairs in our head. That's unbelievable. I don't know if it affects everybody like that or not, but it does me. Does it? I mean, it's awesome to live for a God like this. And, you know, we go through a trial here and a trial there, and we think, you know, we're kind of off of the desert by ourselves. And God's always moving. He's always working. There's nothing that he doesn't have a handle in. And when it's time to go on the mountaintop, we'll go on the mountaintop. But the deeper the valley, the higher the mountain, too. And you think about what we gain when we go through the valleys. And that mountaintop is a lot higher. It might not last as long, but it's a lot higher. And it'll be like that till the day he calls us home. Verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Just think about that. His thoughts are towards us. Just, it's all good. Everything about God to his people is good. Let's jump over to verse 23. And this should be all of our prayer tonight. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting. And that should be our prayer to God. We have issues. We got things we need to change in our lives. It's always going to be that way. But if we don't kick against the pricks and as he leads, we follow, we're going to be the people he called us to be. And we have to do that. We don't have a choice anymore. It's showtime. Let's go to Psalms, the 8th chapter. Let me start out in verse 3 here. We just got verse 3 to 9. Psalms, the 8th chapter, verse 3. When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou wouldst visit him? That's what I was talking about earlier. We're nothing. We're not doing God any favors. He's doing us a big favor. And Just think about how patient he is and all the little things that come up in your life and you don't handle them right. And he doesn't throw you away. He picks you up, dusts you off, and puts you on the right path again. I mean, are we that way with each other? That's the way we're supposed to be. We've got a loving God, man. I mean, this God we got is, we live in the coolest time there ever was to live in. Verse 5, for thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All the sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, and the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen. I love God, man. And I know you wouldn't be here tonight if we didn't all love God. But obeying this word and doing our very best every day shows how much we love him. That's the least we could do for him, for all he's done for us. Let's go to Matthew the 22nd chapter. We know these scriptures real well, but if we had them mastered, they wouldn't be keep coming up in the teaching. So they'll probably be coming up to the day that the trumpet sounds and God calls us home. But he cares enough about us to keep reminding us that this is the order things have to be in. And when you start here, you wind up over here. Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 36. Master, what is the great commandments in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. That's where we get in trouble. Our mind is the one that gets in trouble. This is the first and great commandment. The second is likened unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. If we fill these two commandments, we don't have to worry about anything else. Amen. Everything else takes care of itself. Oh, yeah. I mean, God makes it pretty simple. That's what I mean, living for God's simple. We make it hard. I mean, we got the confusion going on. Let's go to Matthew, the 6th chapter. Is that right? Yeah, Matthew 6. Yeah, Matthew 6, verse 33 and 34. And we know this scripture here too. But knowing it and doing it are two different things. It takes effort to do this thing. Effort. It takes putting God first in everything we do. Everything we think about. We're going to do something. Is this going to get me closer to God or farther away from God? Verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take care of the things of itself. Sufficient the day is the evil thereof. And we know that that's true. The evil that's going on in this world right now, the only way we're going to be able to stay a holy people and stay away from that thing is full of the Holy Ghost. And the only way we can do that is to dedicate our life to him 24/7. We all got to work. We all got to do whatever we got to do. Go to school. Even if you're retired. If you don't have anything going when you're retired, you need to find something. to occupy your mind. Call up a neighbor. Call somebody for their birthday. Check on people, see how they're doing. Just share the Word of God with them. There's a million things we can do if we can't go anywhere. We've all got cell phones. We've got the internet. There's just, you know, all them things are a tool for God if they're done in the right way. They can be a real problem if they're not done the right way, though. Let's go to Matthew, the fourth chapter. And this is what we need to stoke the fire, I guess you'd say. We need more of this. We need that Holy Ghost fire. We can't be passive anymore. We need to stoke the furnace. And how do we stoke the furnace? By the way we live, by living a holy life, our study and our prayer every day, and our fasting. And fast whenever you can. We got fasting on the last week of the month right now. And like I said, that's the honor system. You do what you can do. If you can do a complete fast, great. If you can't, God sees everything we do and knows how hard we try. So if you just barely give him what you reap what you sow. If you just barely give him what you think he'll be satisfied with, there's heights that we haven't been yet. That we can't get there unless we give 110%. I mean, as individuals, and then collectively, we put all that together, there's nothing can stop us. Amen? But it's going to take effort. I mean, this is not the message I wanted to teach tonight. I worked on this message all week long. And I wound up finishing this up at 3 o'clock this morning. And I'm not saying that like, woe was me. I had to change what I was trying to do all week to bring this out. So I have to do what I feel God to teach. And that's why I'm teaching this right now. He wants us to go higher, and we need that fire, that Holy Ghost, to do it. And there's procedures it takes to make that happen. And we got to dedicate our life to God completely. If we're not willing to pay the price, like I said before, you'll get somebody that will. This work has to be done by somebody. And he's called us to do it. Amen. Matthew, the fourth chapter, and I think I just got one verse here. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verse 11. Oh, there we go. I'm looking right at it. I even got it underlined in red and still didn't see it. Matthew, the fourth chapter, verse 11. And this is John speaking. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. We have to have this fire. We have to have the same fire that we had the day we got the Holy Ghost. And most of us are grown saints now, so our capacity for this fire has grown too. But what we had then is not sufficient for today. We got to flex our spiritual muscles. And that's what we're doing right now. Let's go to the book of Acts, second chapter. I'm just going to read the first four verses here, but it's all about the fire. Acts the second chapter, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That's another thing that we got to definitely keep and work, keep working at, getting better at, is the unity of each other and the Spirit. We got to have that. There's no getting around these things. We know them, and we're gaining on it. We've come a long ways in the last year. We didn't get where we're at overnight. We're not going to get back to where we want to be overnight, but we got to work at it. And I guess this is just to provoke us all to come up higher. We know we got to always be growing. I mean, this is not new to us. We've been taught this for 40 years. We got to keep growing. If you're not growing, you're dying. But we do get complacent. That's a natural thing that just happens. We have to be aware of it and do something about it, not give in to the natural. Pray, study, make yourself do it. There's things God got in His Word that the only way you're ever going to see them is because you search the Scriptures. Because you want to know what the answer to a question is. And sometimes, even in a Bible study, you don't get the answer that satisfies you. You got to go off by yourself and search these Scriptures. God will show you. He will show you what you want to know. But you'll have to work at it sometimes. But that brings a closeness between you and God, that personal relationship that you can't have any other way. You have to spend time with Him. And the way you spend time with Him is right here with this Bible and prayer. He opens up doors that you never even knew that were there. And the reason I know that is because my first 25 years of God, I didn't study the Bible like I do now. And I look back and I thought, man, you lost a lot of time. Because there's a lot of things that I know now that I never knew. And they were right here. All I had to do is make myself study. And then the more you study, the more you want to study, because you start seeing all these cool stuff that you never knew were in there. And some of the stuff doesn't apply to everybody, it just applies to you. But, you know, we got the keys. It's up to us to make the move. Acts the second chapter, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Amen. When that happens to you, you're never the same again. That is a supernatural experience, and you will never come down again unless you want to. As long as you stay close to God, you always got to have peace and joy in your life. That's the salvation plan for everybody that was ever born this side of the cross. Let's just jump over to first chapter, just one verse, verse 8. This is another thing that happens when you receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. And that's why it's so important for us to be an example out in the world. Not only to have this power of the Holy Ghost leading us and guiding us and controlling our every word and action. We've got to be a good example. We got to live what we talk about. We don't want to be a hypocrite. I mean, it's bad news travels fast. Good news is a little slower. And the thing about that is if they see one person in a body, a church body, that stumbles or falls, that's they blame the whole church. So that's why we don't ever want to bring reproach on the church. Amen. Let's go over to Revelations. The second chapter, starting in verse 1. As we go through these scriptures, think about the first ones we read, about how much God loves us and cares about us and knows every little thing about us and wants nothing but the best for us. Think about it that way. Don't think about it as in a negative way. Think about it because he brings this stuff out because he cares about us. He wants us to make it. We all want to make it to heaven, don't we? That's the only way we can, is to obey this word of God. And if you've got a call in your life and you're not using it, God's not happy with you. I mean, that's just how it is. He says, well, we'll get to that in a little bit. But we all got something going for us with God. Like I said, if it's only writing a letter or send a text to somebody, if that's all you can do, that's fine. But it makes somebody's day when you send them a card or somebody's having a hard time. Just call them up and tell them, hey, I love you. Been praying for you. I heard you're having a hard time. That makes their day. I've been there. And I know exactly how that feels. And it's a wonderful feeling, man. It'll bring you to tears, just somebody saying hi to you. You know, somebody actually really does think about you and care about you during the day. Like I say, we get so busy doing all the things that the world has got out there for us to do that God gets put on the back burner. That's just how it works. It's up to us to make a stand on not allow that to happen. Revelations, the second chapter. Start out in verse 1. And unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. Now this is the word of God. This has got nothing to do with me. And has borne, and has in patience for my name's sake, and has labored, and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. We don't ever want to do that. We don't want to let down, man. We don't want anybody picking our crown up. It's that scripture, too. You lay it down, somebody's there to pick it up. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. And that doesn't mean you have to go out and do a really bad sin or nothing. That just means you're not doing what God's called you to do. That's exactly what that can be. If we've got gifts and callings and we're not using them, you start fading back away. Not only do you're not using the callings, but you start getting in your natural nature too. I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. Everything we do, thought, word, or deed, needs to be controlled by God's Spirit. We can't just let our mind wander anymore. I mean, there was years that I went like that, you know, just I didn't do nothing bad, but I wasn't sober-minded, I'll put it that way, where things come in my mind, if I see something that comes in there that's not of God, I rebuke that in Jesus' name right away. And it helps, it really helps. If you ponder that stuff a little bit, like Alice used to say, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest. And that's true. We can control what goes in and out of our brain. And we want to be spiritually minded, right? Now, just thinking about, you know, we were talking about prayer and study and all that. Friday night prayer was one thing I was thinking about. You know, there's people that I haven't seen at Friday night prayer in years. I mean years. And it's heartbreaking. They don't have to come here right at 7 o'clock. But I've been here at every hour there is. I've been here at 6 and I've been here at 9. And I don't know how that works. I couldn't do it. I'm telling you, I couldn't do it. If I couldn't make it here, I'd be praying at home. But there's no way that you can go for years without coming to Friday night prayer. Somewhere in there, you're bound to have 5 minutes to go to church. And you can come and be between 6 and 9, that's 3 hours. I don't know. And I don't know how God feels about that. I don't think he's real happy about it. When you read what he thinks about us, that first couple of chapters I read there, how much he loves us, how much he protects us, what he does for us, how he cares about us. And we can't come to prayer for 15 minutes on a Friday night. Yeah. You know, I see things happening in the church. I see people letting down. And what are some of the things you can do to show God that you really appreciate him and love him? Come to church, for one thing, when you can. Come to prayer when you can. Give God your very best. Dress. When you come to church, dress. You don't have to come up here as a fashion plate, but come up here. You give God glory. Look good. Look as good as you can look. This is not a fashion contest here. But you want God to know that you're giving him your best. You know, pray. Stay off the phone for a few minutes before service. You don't have to. You know how about coming to church and praying for a few minutes before service? Little things like that. We owe God so much, man. We do. We owe him so much. I'm heartbreaking to him sometimes myself. But I'll tell you what, it don't take me long to get on my knees and figure it out. And I'm not unique. We all got our things, and we all got to do what we got to do. But you got a God out here that cares, that really cares about you. If nobody in this whole world cared about you, but God does. I mean, I've been in a place before, and I put myself there, but I've been there before where I didn't think anybody cared about me. And I had no hope in my life. None. And what a terrible place that is to be, man. When you have no hope in your life, we get out of this walk with God what we put into it. That's the bottom line. And we need to do that individually and then come together in one mind and accord in unity and get this job done. Amen. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, repent and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of this place, or out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. And here's the important part. This is the spiritual part here. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is the midst of the paradise of God. We want to be there. We've come too far right now not to make it all the way home. Amen. Let's go to Matthew, the 25th chapter. That's going to be my last scripture there. We don't want this to happen to us right here. This is how a lot of Christians have failed over the years. It doesn't say anything about them out there sinning, but it does talk about them getting complacent. Not going to the altar. Not filling up with the Holy Ghost. Not just filling up, but filling up and running over. Because the worse it gets out in that world, the more Holy Ghost we need to live the life that this word right here teaches we have to live. You cannot do it without the infilling of the Holy Ghost. There's no way. If you could do that, he'd never had to come and go through what he did to save us. Chapter 25, verse 1. Then so shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise and 5 of them were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. And we know that oil was the oil of the Holy Ghost. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him." And then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps have gone out." And we know when you trim your lamp, it takes the gross smoke, whatever, and it makes it brighter and cleaner. That's when they said they arose and trimmed their lamps. Well, if you're full of the Holy Ghost, you can be living a holy, clean life. That's the life we want to live. That's the life we have to live. But the wise answered, saying, "Not so. Lest there be not enough for us and you, but you go rather than and sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they were ready and went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And God, the bridegroom shut that door, and that was Jesus. He shuts the door, we don't. But it shows right here that he does shut doors. We don't ever want to get to that point. Verse 11, "And afterwards came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour where the Son of Man cometh." We don't want to be caught outside the realm of God's Spirit when he calls us home. We want to be a holy people. We want God to be proud of us, right? We want to be like Job, for instance. When God said there's none like him, he was proud of him. He said, "You can do anything you want to Job, except for kill him. But he loves me and he keeps my commandments." That's what we want God to say about us. Amen. That's all I have for tonight. I know we can do it. We just have to grab ourselves by the shirt collar and say, "Hey, enough is enough. I'm going to give my 110% to God." Because I really feel excited about the watch night and the coming of the new year. I really feel like we're going to be doing onward and upward. I mean, after Wednesday night and Thanksgiving, just the whole thing, I just see God working with us and doing some things that maybe we've never done before. And I'm excited about it. Amen. As you come up here tonight, if you got anything between you and God that needs to be straightened out, if you got family, friends that are having problems, people that are sick. I mean, there's people all over this world that are going through a lot of hard times, man. A lot of them are getting killed for their beliefs. We're real fortunate so far in this country that we can worship God and do whatever we want and not have any interference with it. So if you come up to the altar tonight, lay it out on the line for God. He loves us. And he just wants the best for us. And I love you guys, and that's what I want, the best for all of us. Have a good week.
Praise God. This altar is open for you. Would you come and receive all that he has for you? If you need to make a change in your life, if you want to be filled with his Spirit, come to this altar tonight.
Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change in my life. A world can never hold me any day, and I'll be gone, for I've made my reservation, and I've got my wedding garment on. Oh, this old world can never hold me any day, and I'll be gone, for I've made my reservation, and I've got my wedding garment on. Oh, this old world can never hold me any day, and I'll be gone, for I've made my reservation, and I've got my wedding garment on. This old world can never hold me any day, and I'll be gone, for I've made my reservation, and I've got my wedding garment on.